adventures of Duckman and Ganders. Savior of the downtrodden, protector of the poor, defender of right thinking, Duckman, with his inseparable companion and guide, Ganders, nightly speeds on his rounds through Blossom City, fighting crime, blasphemy, and bad people. Return with us now to those frightful days of yesteryear with Duckman and Ganders. In a seemingly deserted Blossom City penthouse, we find wealthy young farming tycoon Bruce Bledsoe, known only to his inseparable valet Ganders and his mother, 23 Girl Scouts and the Elks Club, as Duckman.
Look at that thunthet, Bruce. Beautiful cloud formations. That one looks like a duck projected on a cloudy sky.
That is a duck projected on a cloudy sky, Ganders. This looks like a job for Duckman.
Goody. Already the duck suit. Here it is.
Fool, that's my Yogi Bear suit that glows in the dark. There, now you've got it. Just let me get into it here. Careful, Ganders, watch my wings. All right, now zip the final zipper and I will instantly be transformed into...
Duckman!
Who?
Duckman!
Enunciate.
Duckman!
Maybe if we punched a hole in the bill.
Meanwhile, in the commissioner's office, the nerve center of law enforcement had come to an abrupt stop with the report of a dastardly crime.
I don't know who he is behind that mask, but boy, if we ever needed him, we... Yeah, we need him now.
And even as the commissioner spoke, the deadly duck and his constant companion leaped gracefully into the room.
Can't you ever use the door?
I'm sorry.
Never mind. Now, look here. That dastardly villain, Count Blanche, is stealing all the credit cards in town. If he isn't stopped, he'll paralyze the city. I did leave this one clue here. It says Blossom City National Bank, 3 o'clock. Now, what can that mean?
Blossom? Flowers, that's it.
Flowers, that's it.
The Blossom City Flower Shop.
You're right, Duckman. The Blossom City Flower Shop credit card machine.
Up, Flanders, to the Duckmobile.
I don't know who he is behind that mask, but I sure wish he'd use the door.
And the web-footed wonder leaped to the intrepid Duckmobile, a turbine-powered 1947 Plymouth coupe lovingly hammered into the shape of a duck by skilled old-world craftsmen. Will the dastardly crime of the century succeed? Will virtue triumph over evil? Will Duckman get the Duckmobile started? Will you turn the record over?